Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tim Urban's here. We're glad he's here. He's a long time coming up on more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, Tim is. He's a licensed psychologist and adjunct professor at the University of Georgia teaching psychology. He is the author of several books, all of which we've helped him launch here. Run with the Bulls, Derailed, Impact. And he's one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. And he's our good friend, Dr. Tim Urban. Tim, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to talk with you, and it's great to be back, and I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Over 10. I know, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Tim?
Absolutely.
Hey, Tim, you're one of our leadership experts, and of course, one of the key traits of a good leader, of a great leader, is to be able to communicate. And today, communication is multifaceted, isn't it?
No question. You know, I was in a client organization not long ago, and there was a tremendous conflict on the leadership team. And as I tried to get down to the root cause of what caused the problem, it really was that they started sniping each other on email. One person would say one thing, and somebody would come back, and it just became an email war.
Nobody had the guts to go tell the other one in their face, huh?
Exactly. And I told the CEO, I said, listen, you've got to intervene here, and you've got to say, look, no more email for these kind of problems. Email is a terrible medium for communicating difficult information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
We had a meeting where we actually began to talk about this, and we kind of forced some of these subjects. And we agreed on that team that they would no longer use email to communicate those difficult topics that were laden with potential conflict and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Well, and you know, I'm old school. You know, I'm a baby boomer, and so I use the heck out of email, but it's not my first language, right? Email, my first language is face to face.
Yeah,
yours is right. Too. And so we grew up comfortable with that, or picking up the phone. I mean, Tim, how many times do you would you and I go back and forth working on a project, perhaps? And after a little while, you just pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, let's get this over with.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
And well, a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people, they're either texting or email or whatever, they're using digital communication. They let that become sort of the straw man for their feelings, don't they?
I think digital communication is a huge breakthrough in the world of productivity. I mean, I love email. I text. It's a fabulous resource.
Yep.
I mean, the developments that have happened over the last 20, 25 years, I mean, even going back to faxing and
right.
email.
I'm not so big on Snapchat. Are you?
No. My wife has 10,000 followers
oh,
on
boy.
Instagram. So, you know, she's pretty good at that. But the fact is, these are fabulous breakthroughs, and they're great communication tools. I mean, some of the things we were going to the Braves game last night, and just being able to GPS to the right parking lot and so on. And we used our phones to get in the stadium. I mean, the technology is amazing. But the problem is when we use that to attempt to communicate difficult information,
right.
we lose the subtlety. We don't see people's faces. And 90% of communication is visual. I mean, it's through the body. And when you try and communicate difficult information through email, it just doesn't work.
I've heard of people being fired by email.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hear about people breaking off three-year relationships with a text. I mean,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other day, I did something, you know, I'm not touting myself, but I'm saying I did something pretty significant. I mean, I did something that involved a lot of time and
mm-hmm.
significant resources. I called in some major favors. The guy shoots me a one-sentence text thanking me for this.
Huh.
I mean, we've lost the
wow.
art and the grace of being able to really... I mean, the guy should have sent me flowers or something.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
know,
yeah, no, I hear you. I've seen that. So part of this, is laziness. Part of it is also generational, isn't it?
I think it is. And there's a generation that's grown up with these things in their hands, and that's their way of communication. But I think we've lost something. I sometimes write handwritten thank you notes and send them to people. And I'm always amazed at the impact it creates. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you actually took the time in your own scrawl to thank me. But it's an important thing that we shouldn't lose sight of.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing that I do, if I actually sometimes have to write a serious email because the people are on the other side of the country, right? And I do, and I want to get it on the record, so I don't want to call them, and I'm not going to jump in a plane and go over there. So sometimes I have to do that. You do too. If it's that serious, I do my best to write it, send it to myself, and then read it the next morning, because there's something about your pillow. When it filters through your pillow, things are different tomorrow than they are this afternoon.
No question.
I don't know how many times I have literally not sent it at all. I mean, I literally throw the whole thing away, or I might just make an adjustment or two.
Email is a great tool, but it is not a great tool for communicating difficult information. And that discipline of saying, "Hey, I'm going to sleep on this before I hit send," is a tremendous thing. I think a lot of productivity is lost. When we spend a lot of time trying to achieve internal harmony, it keeps us from achieving external results, and that's why business exists. It exists to achieve external results. And email can fan the fires of conflict. And so that's why I think it's so important to realize, I think email is a great tool for communicating information. Hey, the meeting starts at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, you know, room whatever. By the way, just want to make sure we were in touch on this. But if it has any emotional content, if there's any sort of controversy, if there's any disagreement, I think that's when we have to go to phone, and in many cases, even an in-person interview.
If there's going to be anything, if there's any possibility that something could be misunderstood, and that misunderstanding
Absolutely.
Could create a problem, folks, you've got to pick up the phone, or you've got to get face-to-face.
You really do. And I know this sounds so simple and so common sense, but I'm just seeing increasingly a terrible problem. I've worked in over 400 organizations, Jim, and as I go into these companies and work with them, I just see the root of this often being in technology and the misuse of it.
Yep, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Tim, quickly.
DrTimIrwin.com.
All right, so check it out, folks.
DrTimIrwin.com.
And Tim and I will be right back. More on this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.